Find battle in the trenches heating up a little bit as pads are on now?
Oh, I mean, I just think competition's going to be high out there, especially with the two groups that we have, offensive line and defensive line, with the personalities. And it's competition. It's going to get heated at times, and that's football.
That's a good thing, though, right?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Healthy competition is good.
Who won that belt today in your mind?
I don't know. I'll have to watch the tape. I Dave has his own way of doing things, and just let him do it and pat him on the back and tell him he's doing a good job.
Don't you think you should be the one deciding who gets the belt? I mean, you've been here longer than him.
Yeah, I mean, I have been, but, I got other things to do. And I got better stuff to think about than the belt. Good idea, cool idea, but, I got a couple other things I worry about besides who gets the belt that day. You know, Dave, I'm worried talking to my wife, the kids are doing. Dave's got nothing to worry about, so he could decide what has happened with the belt. That's good. He could do that. That's cool.
Does he say anything about it on the field? Does he bring it up after a drill?
He didn't today. He did a few days ago because it was the first day he brought it out. He thought he was looking like, with that long hair, he kind of looks more like Mankind, You guys know Mankind from the yeah. He kind of looked like Mankind with the long hair, but he didn't say anything about it today. We'll see what he says. He'll say something about it.
Brian, Jason did a lot of work in the offseason on his strength and his body. Have you seen that translate so far early in practices? And can you guys? Is he going to be the guy you can count on if something unfortunately were to happen?
Yeah, looking at him and see how he's worked so far, in training camp and. Seeing the strength and how he's moving. He still moves great, which, he came in being able to move really well. But seeing that he's added some weight, I couldn't tell you what his weight was off the top of my head. I don't know. I haven't asked him about that. But, I thought he did a good job in the offseason. He looks stronger. He looks a little bit bigger to me. And he's still moving really well, which at tackles, what is the key thing is being able to move properly and move well with those outside linebackers and DN, so he's still able to do that. So I think he's off to a pretty good start.
How about the addition of Jari? How has he kind of meshed into that group now?
He's doing a good job. I mean, this isn't an easy offense to just jump into and feel totally comfortable. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we do, a lot of stuff just at the line of scrimmage that we do that you have to, have been here for a little bit to have that kind of stuff just click in your head and just be able to process that in the, 2 seconds that we have before the ball snaps. So he's doing a pretty good job so far. I mean, he's picked up really well on a lot of the stuff that we do. There's a couple things that Aaron's doing on the field that we haven't gone over yet, but most of the guys know it, but, he hasn't been here for it. So, we have to kind of tell him on the run what's going on, but, he's doing a good job. He's adapting well. He's a very knowledgeable guy. He's a smart player, so it's going well so far.
No, T.J. Lang this season, first season without him for a while, one of your leaders. Is it important for you as the leader if you give out the belt or not? Is it important for you to make sure this offensive line is clicking early and can to set that tone?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the quicker that we can all get on the same page, the better. Obviously, Dave is, back with Lane this year. They got to work together last year. Corey's used to Lane. It's just kind of Corey and I getting on the same page with Jari and working through some things. So those first few days in pads, I thought were pretty good for us. Obviously, I can't speak for Corey and, how they're working, but I thought, we did some good things out there. And it's constant communication, making sure that we're on the same page. And, the quicker we can all get on the same page, the better. And it's good for the offense.
I know you got to move on, but how weird is it not to have T.J. Lang in this locker room as a guy that was not only a stand-up guy, one of the leaders? How different is it him not to have him in training camp?
I mean, it's different, but that's the nature of the business, and that's what it is. It's a business. Still a really, really close friend of mine. I talk to him close to every day, see how he's doing over there, and I'm sure he'll do well over there. I mean, he's a great player, but like you said, we got to move on. And the guy they run in Jari is doing a great job so far. So we got to get it done. Doesn't matter who lines up, we got to get the job done.